You mentioned men's groups and women's groups. Some communities, they don't even know what they are.
Of course. That's why I said it would depend on the communities. I know Sherbourg has all those. Most other communities don't. It would depend entirely upon the individual community as to what was involved and who would be involved in it.
And finding that medium between the culture as well as the contemporary issues is the trickiness. Yeah. And once that's found the level, then you'll have the community ownership and involvement in community plans.
Mm-hmm. Did you have something, Scott?
I just wanted to say I can certainly understand Leon's point about getting lumbered with yet another plan. I know that councils already are lumbered with a huge amount of plans that have to develop, corporate plans and so forth. Perhaps it's more around the process, because I can certainly understand.
I would see it being developed more by the police than by the council.
Having come together with the community at regular intervals to actually work out what community priorities are.
It's not something that I would have thought should be developed by the council, but the council should have input into it. It should be developed by the police.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So yes. Maybe it's a responsibility of the police to organise a summit or community forum every year to engage with the community, so the community does take some ownership in that.
Mm. Yeah, we would support that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Yes, this is the commissioner.
Mr. Neame, yeah. Just 2 points. One regarding Sherbourg, as I said, that was before I came here, I was at North Coast. Sherbourg negotiation table there did keep you on your toes there through the year. They had a number of action plans, not just for police but for other government departments. And on a regular basis, we were called to account for what we had done and what we hadn't. And it was very positive. It wasn't pick on police or pick on teachers. It was quite positive the way it went. And it just gave the community a chance to outline what we weren't doing. You know, we think we're doing the right thing, and they just let us know, it might be gambling was creeping in with, right.
So are you suggesting that the negotiation tables, in fact, would carry out some of the role of what I'm suggesting in a community?
Well, only from my experience from Sherbourg, as I say, each community is unique. Yes. But going back to what was said before, as you know, we have the operational performance. I don't want to go into great lengths about this, but the police service has the operational performance review.
Yes, yes.
We have the strategic plan. The commissioner can give his direction from a top-down approach. Mm. But we're also encouraged through problem-oriented policing to go from bottoms up. And that's involved in the community. So what we're trying, what we're putting forward can be done.
Oh, exactly. It's POP.
That's
exactly.
Right.
I think Lillian's waving behind.
Could I say, too, that a number of years ago we did develop, in consultation with communities around the state, a community direction
Is that for each individual community or an overarching?
It's a broad overarching policy.
I see.
And it does contain, I think, 5 strategies, and it's still appropriate today. We intend to update that, but probably that will be the basis on which to look at individual plans falling underneath that.
Right, so you'd use that as an overarching one and go down to a community.
Doing it fairly focused.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you. We might break now and have a short stretch of the legs, and if we can resume in perhaps 15 minutes' time.
Chair, just one comment before we pass. We're talking about round tables, negotiation tables. The basic principles and the terms of reference for the Indigenous Community Police Consultative Groups lay the foundation to go in and not only look at policing issues, but also a whole of government approach to those challenges that exist. So it's not about reinventing the wheel, it's about picking up something that's already there.
If there was an ICPCG in the community, I would think it would have a very good role to play in any audit of the policing in the community and any community safety plan. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks.
What are we going to start out to?
We've got to go to the case.